My name is Martin. I'm 84 years old. People think I'm crazy when I tell them how old I am. I'd like to be normal. I just have a sickness. The only way I can survive is by drinking blood.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking 1977's Martin. This is directed by George A. Romero, who also directed Night of the Living Dead, and just a year after this movie, went on to direct Dawn of the Dead, which is widely considered one of the best zombie movies ever made. This is his take on making kind of a satire about existence, about growing up in modern day society, at least in the 70s here, and what it would be like to be a vampire and have the appearance of somebody who is probably in their 20s. This is not going to be a movie for you if you are squeamish about needles, if you are squeamish about blood, but this movie is a fascinating character study because you have this character and you're not exactly sure for part of the film, is he actually a vampire? Does he just think he's a vampire? He has family members or people that he's living with that think he is. Nosferatu, but you're not exactly sure as the movie progresses, or if he's just kind of the serial killer, or if he is actually a vampire and he is actually lusting after blood. So the special effects here are really, really good. They are gruesome. So like I said, if you are not a fan of blood, this would definitely be one to avoid. I like the low budget feel of George A. Romero films. He said this was actually his favorite movie that he ever made. This is a film that was critically loved for the most part. It definitely had its detractors, but for the most part, people seem to like this one. I finally hit a wall today where I'm just like, wow, I have been watching a lot of horror movies. I was a little distracted during this one. This is the first movie I can actually say that I was struggling to pay attention a little bit. And I don't think that's because of the film quality. So I might have to revisit this one at some point. I think it's just, yeah, after working all day and then just, yeah, I mean, like, okay, I have to watch another movie. I've just been watching one or two movies every single day, it seems like, for the last 3 weeks. So it has been a lot. But if you're a fan of George A. Romero, I think this is definitely a super, super important part of his filmography. It's a film that has a lot to say about society and growing up, especially when you feel a little alienated and you feel like you really don't have anyone to connect to. Martin's character is constantly trying to figure out how can he have relationships, how can he talk with people, while at the same time dealing with what is going on in his head and the decisions that he's making. This film is definitely not for anyone who is squeamish about needles or blood, but I definitely think it is worth checking out just because it is such a unique take on the vampire genre. I will return for another episode tomorrow. Tomorrow I am talking the movie Crawl, which is a more recent movie, I believe 2019. This is produced by Sam Raimi. There is a big storm. I'm not sure exactly what city or what state, maybe Florida, maybe Louisiana. There's a big, big storm and there is a woman is staying in a house and an alligator gets into the house and she has to survive. At least that's what I think it is about. I might look it up later and be like, well, I'm completely wrong on today's episode. But it's an alligator movie. That is tomorrow. And then I'm very, very, very excited about Thursday's episode talking about The Descent. So I already talked about it too much on yesterday's episode, but watch The Descent before that episode. It's probably, apart from the Exorcist episode, it's probably the episode I'm the most excited to record. So hope you can tune in then, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews.